Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
50 years ago, the L&M boys lit up Carolina basketball. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The 1967, 68, and 69 Tar Heel teams of Dean Smith are coming to town this weekend to have a 50-year anniversary celebration of the start of something very special in Chapel Hill. They remain the only teams ever to win three straight ACC regular seasons outright and tournament championships and reach three consecutive Final Fours. The linchpin of this incredible three-peat, in which the regular season meant nothing unless you also won the ACC tourney, since that was the only way to an NCAA bid, was a duo nicknamed the L&M Boys for Bob Lewis and Larry Miller. The 6'3 Lewis still holds the Carolina single-game record of 47 points against Florida State in 1966, the year Carmichael Auditorium opened, and led the ACC in scoring that season. As a senior, he teamed with Miller in a dream team sophomore class that went on to anchor the three-peat to dethrone Duke from the regular season and ACC tournament championships. And Bobby Lou did it in the most selfless way, passing the ball to the new big guys inside and scoring almost 10 points fewer per game. But the Tar Heels won big for the first time in Smith's tenure, and Lewis turned in a marquee performance as MVP of the Eastern Regional in College Park, near his home in Maryland, and led Carolina past Princeton and Bob Cousy coach Boston College to reach the Final Four in Louisville. On the freshman team, he played center. As a sophomore, he played power forward next to 6'5 Billy Cunningham, and as a junior, played everywhere and averaged 27.4 points a game, best in the ACC, and 6/10 of a point off the UNC season record set by the great Lenny Rosenbluth in 1957. As a senior, Lewis settled in at shooting guard, scoring less, got more assists, and played the best defense of his career, making first-team All-ACC for the top 10 Tar Heels. Bobby Lewis was a dreammaker and part of the famous L&M boys who got together with that three-peat class of 1969 and helped save Smith's job and catapult him to a Hall of Fame coaching career. Tomorrow, the wondrous Larry Miller may be the most exciting player to ever wear light blue. This is Art Chansky. See ya.